Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. And before I begin to share the word the Lord has put in my heart, I just would like to pray for a moment, if you would join me. Father, in Jesus' name, I thank you, Lord, for the privilege of being able to come together to put our hearts upon the Lord, even for just these few moments, Lord, and that in the midst of a wicked and perverse generation, Father, we can rejoice in your faithfulness, in your unchanging nature, in the goodness of your character, and Lord, that you have seen fit, Lord, to draw us to be into your family, born again, children of the Most High. And Lord, I ask now as we begin to share these few moments together, that not only would you enlighten our minds and our spirits and our hearts to receive the word of the Lord, but Father, you know the various needs that are represented to those that are listening. Father, you see the burdens, you see the battles in their lives, and I'm asking God that you would move in powerful and supernatural ways. Father, let them know how much you love them. Lord, that we are to cast all of our cares upon you because you care for us, and by faith right now, Father, we release those cares and those burdens, knowing, Lord, that as we pray, you hear and answer prayer. Your eyes are upon the righteous, your ears are open to their cry. And so, Father, now as we rest in your peace, as we take safety under the shelter of your wings, as we abide in you, as we know that you are a faithful and true God, so direct our hearts and lead us, Lord, in the ways of righteousness for your name's sake. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Praise God. Well, I would like to share a little message with you about the need for a double portion in this day in which we are living. And I'd like to share just a few verses from chapter 30 in Proverbs. And it is interesting, as you may have read this many times, but it says that in Proverbs 30, as we begin it, in verse 1, we're told that this word that is being shared is actually a word of prophecy. Let me share verse 1. The words of Agur, the son of Jakhi, even the prophecy, the man spake unto Ithiel and unto Ithiel and Ucal. So you see, he's saying, this is the prophecy, these are the words of a man named Agur. And he goes on to share a variety of things. In verse 5, he says, every word of God is pure. He is a shield unto them that put their trust in him. So regardless of the things we face in our personal lives, regardless of the things that are happening all around us in this world, in this generation, these evil days in which we live, God is a shield for us, and we can know that his word is pure and that God himself is a shield to us. Praise God. To those who take refuge in him, those who trust in him. And in another place, David said, for thou wilt light my candle or my lamp. The Lord my God will lighten my darkness. You might be going through a dark testing time right now. You might feel that you're going through a valley of shadows and darkness. You may be facing some very serious health concerns. David said, even though I go through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. David said, you will light my candle. You will lighten my darkness. For by thee have I run through a troop, and by my God have I leaped over a wall. That takes supernatural strength and energy. Amen. Even in the natural, but certainly spiritually, we feel at times we're surrounded by a host of the enemy. Sometimes we seem to face not just walls, but whole mountain ranges that seem to obscure our vision and block our way. Psalm 18, 28 through 30 says, "As for God," I love this scripture, "His way is perfect. The word of the Lord is tried or proved. He is a buckler or a shield to all those who trust in Him." Praise God. Beloved, if there was ever a time in which we need a double portion of the Spirit of the Lord, individually in our lives and corporately as the body of Christ, it is the time in which we are now living. We need a mighty visitation of God in this nation. If we've ever needed it, it is now. And as I made reference as we began this broadcast to Proverbs 30, as I said, he goes on to share many things. He says in verse 1 that the word he's sharing is a word of prophecy. But he also tells us, beginning with verse 11, what will characterize the generation that will be alive when the Lord Jesus Christ returns to earth. And as we look at these few verses of Scripture, it is astonishingly like the very generation in which we now live. God tells us that this generation we're reading about is a furious generation. Let me read. Well, I better get back to Proverbs right now. Let me read verse 11. It is a furious generation, a generation that curses their father and mother. It is a filthy generation. That's what verse 12 says. Filthy, meaning sinful, unwilling to receive salvation. It's a generation of people who are pure in their own eyes, but they are morally filthy in comparison to the very righteousness and purity of our God. There is a generation, let me just share that, verse 12, that is pure in their own eyes and yet is not washed from their filthiness. Verse 13 says, there is a generation, oh, how lofty are their eyes, and their eyelids are lifted up. Verse 14, there is a generation whose teeth are as swords and their jaw teeth as knives to devour the poor from off the earth and the needy from among men. That verse 13 references a generation that fears neither man's authority or God's authority. They may think themselves pure in their own eyes, but they're morally filthy in God's sight. And verse 14, teeth as swords, jaw teeth as knives to devour the poor from off the earth and needy from among men. They're a murderous generation. And have we not seen that? A generation that seems to be bloated on and hooked on the bloodlust of murder and violence. Beloved, in this hour in which we are living, God is moving by the Holy Spirit to rally His people to come together, to move upon leaders, to speak the truth, to preach the Word of God once again, without compromise, without fear of man, without desiring the favor of man. We need men in government, men and women, that will call on God for direction to lead this nation. We need honest men and women who will stand up for right and for righteousness. We need those who are willing to give honor and glory to God. We need those who are willing to have moral courage. David declared, "For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord bestows or presents grace and favor and future glory, honor, splendor, and heavenly bliss. No good thing will He withhold from those who walk uprightly." That's the Amplified translation of Psalm 84, verses 11 and 12. Verse 12 says, O Lord of hosts, blessed, happy, fortunate, to be envied is the man who trusts in you, leaning and believing on you, committing all and confidently looking to you, and that without fear or misgiving. God's leaders everywhere need to warn the people of God not to look for a sign in this generation. You know, we saw in the early church, we saw, as the Word of God declares, there were signs of God that were following the obedience and faith of the apostles and the disciples. They weren't off track. They weren't unprofitable servants. They stood in one accord in the power of the Holy Ghost. When they prayed, God answered. They got miraculous signs. We're not talking about fake signs or some kind of magician's clever sleight of hand, or those who would make merchandise of God's people, but the Word of God describes those people who were alive at that time were sons and daughters of God who weren't afraid to pray and ask God to work miracles. We need that same kind of power today, beloved. We need people with a double portion who are willing to weep before the Lord and cry out between the porch and the altar and ask God that this latter harvest will be brought in before it is everlastingly too late. And the reason we don't see miracles in thousands of churches is because there's no asking, there's no believing, and there's no power. Well, we're going to continue and talk about this more on tomorrow's broadcast. I do invite you to tune in at this same time. And if any point you miss a broadcast or would like to rehear, just go to our website, unveilchrist.org. You can click on the broadcast and listen anytime at your convenience. But in the moments that remain, I do invite you, if you have prayer needs, allow me the privilege of standing with you in prayer. There's power in agreement. The announcer will give our contact information. And also, as I have the last few weeks, I think so this will be the last week, making available to those who are listening free of charge, Brother Glass's booklet. We have just recently reprinted. A sister, a medical director of a Christian clinic in Florida, requested 100 copies for her pastor and congregation. I invite you to write, Your Faith Will Be Stirred by This Short Message, the little booklet, Which Way Are You Running? God bless you. Thank you so much for joining me. I pray for you every day, radio audience, my UCM partners. You're always on my heart. I love you. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.